This is St. Louis Public Radio. Both Missouri Governor Eric Reitens and Republican lawmakers are pushing for tax cuts during this year's legislative session. It comes after the state cut income and business taxes over the past several decades, which some believe is the source of ongoing budget problems. St. Louis Public Radio's Jason Rosenbaum takes the tax-cutting temperature among lawmakers and why even some Republicans are wary.
Reitens made tax cuts the centerpiece of his State of the State speech, which was overshadowed by his admission that he had an extramarital affair before he was governor. The Republican chief executive hit the road this week to promote his proposal, which, among other things, cuts income and corporate taxes.
It is a bold plan. It's going to reduce taxes on 97% of Missourians, and that's what we want to do. We want to cut taxes for the people of Missouri.
To be sure, Greitens' standing with the legislature was shaky even before the infidelity revelation. But some GOP lawmakers are interested in tax cuts. For instance, Republican Senator Bill Igoe of Weldon Spring put forth his own plan before session started that gradually lowers Missouri's income tax.
So I think there's a compelling message that as we move away from the income tax, what will start to grow is our population. And as our population grows, that's going to broaden the tax base that we're drawing from in the first place. I think that's the best thing we can do.
Since Republicans have huge majorities in the House and Senate, getting a tax cut passed should be a piece of cake, right? Well, that's not how Senate President Pro Tem Ron Richards sees things. The Joplin Republican represents a district close to Kansas. That state instituted a string of tax cuts in 2012 that were financially detrimental.
I like low taxes too, but I'm going to be very careful to make sure that we're not endangering this institution, this building, the taxpayers, after I'm gone beyond repair.
Kansas's tax cuts blew such a big hole in that state's budget that lawmakers there ended up having to raise taxes. But it's not just Kansas's tax-cutting spree giving lawmakers here pause. Missouri legislators are looking at steep budget cuts for the second consecutive year. Democratic State Representative Crystal Quaid of Springfield contends that years of business and income tax cuts led to Missouri's financial woes.
You know, there was a lot of fights last year around in-home services for seniors and folks with disabilities. Higher ed took a really big cut. There were a lot of cuts that a lot of folks were really upset about. And you add even more tax cuts to that, then it's concerning of what else is to come.
In response to concerns about how their plans could adversely affect the state's budget, Igoe and Greitens have pointed to how their tax cuts are paired with getting rid of popular tax breaks. Both proposals would in some ways pare down Missouri's federal income tax deduction. Greitens' plan would also remove a 2% discount that businesses get for paying their taxes on time. And Igoe's plan would raise the state's gas tax.
I think that if ever there were a time to talk about tax reform and to move forward with tax reform, it's probably now. If you look at what our colleagues at the federal level were able to accomplish, certainly if you can make progress in Washington, D.C., I think we can make that progress here in Jefferson City.
Yet, if any tax cut plan results in a big revenue drop, lawmakers may not have many options to reverse it. As House Minority Leader Gail McCann-Beatty noted, the state constitution makes it very difficult for the legislature to pass tax hikes. Most have to go up for a statewide vote.
The difference in Kansas is when they realize that they made a mistake, they simply reversed it. We don't get that option here. We have to go back to the vote of the people in order to reverse it. And so we could really be leading ourselves down a rabbit hole that we may not be able to recover from.
Before even getting to that point, though, lawmakers actually have to send something to Greitens' desk. Given the uncertainty over the governor's political standing and the state of the Missouri budget, it isn't a sure thing that will happen before session ends in May. I'm Jason Rosenbaum, St. Louis Public Radio.